Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn How to Speak Cebuano with John, where you can learn grammar, vocabs, and pronunciation. I will be discussing different topics relating to the use of the Cebuano language spoken in Davao City, as well as tools such as stories and conversations. I will be breaking down different sentence structures for you, so you can come up with your own Cebuano sentences yourself. If you want to learn more about the language, you can contact me at coj.stuff@gmail.com. That is coj.stuff@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to accommodate as soon as I read your message. Tuning in and welcome to the first episode of my podcast, Learn How to Speak Cebuano with John. In this episode, we will be having a little introduction to the Cebuano language. Part of the discussion will be about the difference between Cebuano, Bisaya, and Binisaya. We will also touch a little bit of the important things to remember in learning Cebuano. Okay, to start off, Cebuano or Binisaya is a very interesting language to learn. There are more than 21 million speakers of the language within the Philippines alone. It is widely used in the Visayas and Mindanao regions of the Philippines, where the Bisaya people are located. Before learning the language, there are few things you will need to learn first about the Cebuano language. First, what is Cebuano? Cebuano is the most prominent language in the Visayas and Mindanao region. It originated in Cebu and is locally known as Cebuanon, which means from Cebu. Cebuano or Cebuanon has plenty of dialects, especially since the Philippines is an archipelago, that is, a group of islands. While Cebuano is a standard language, ironically, there are a few inconsistencies in the materials available about the language, especially when it comes to spelling. The reason being is because Cebuano is originally a spoken language and is never taught in schools. While some schools use Cebuano as a medium of instruction in certain grade levels, grammar and language use were not included in school curriculums. Only those who specialize in the Cebuano language or study linguistics have a clear understanding of how the language really works. Now, what is Binisaya and what is Bisaya? Bisaya is an endonym that refers to the people who speak the languages in the Visayas region and those who are native speakers of the Cebuano language and its varieties. So, people from Iloilo, although they speak Ilonggo, they are called Bisaya. And people from other places like Leyte, although they speak Waray, they are still called Bisaya because they are people located in the Visayas region. Despite not being located in the Visayas region, Davaoenos, or those people living in Davao areas of Mindanao, are one of those that still fall under the umbrella of the term Bisaya, since the spoken language in the Davao region is predominantly Davao Bisaya, which is a variety of the Cebuano language, that is dialectal. What is Binisaya? Binisaya means way of Bisaya and is referred to as the languages around the Visayas region and the varieties of the Cebuano language around Visayas and Mindanao regions. It also refers to the way things are spoken or done that relates to the Bisaya people and languages. For example, a certain way of cooking a recipe may be considered as Binisaya, or the way of thinking and understanding certain concepts may also be called Binisaya. Thus, I will be referring to the language as Binisaya rather than Cebuano for the reason that the grammar and vocabularies used in this podcast is a variety of Cebuano that is understandable and conforms to the majority of the Cebuano dialects. Okay, so let's have a little recap. Cebuano is the official name of the language. That is the term used to indicate the mother language, that is Cebuano. Okay, so Bisaya refers to the people who speaks the languages in the Visayas region and the varieties of Cebuano dialects. Bisaya refers to the people coming from the Visayas region who speaks the languages in the Visayas area and those who speak the Cebuano dialects. Binisaya refers to the language. It's a general term that is used to describe the languages that is spoken by the Bisaya people, and it could also mean how things are done by Bisaya people. Now, why should you learn Binisaya? Not all Bisaya are fluent in speaking English nor Filipino, which is the official language of the Philippines. Many Filipinos can understand basic English. If you are planning to visit the Visayas and Mindanao region of the Philippines, it is very useful to understand and be able to speak simple sentences in Binisaya, especially if you're planning to visit rural areas where other languages aside from Binisaya are considered as passive language. When a language is passive to a person, there is a very high chance that such a person can only understand the language but has difficulty speaking or writing it. Thus, the intelligibility of the output is low and can come as something difficult to understand. This is mostly the case in rural areas of the Philippines because there is no chance to use the language they hear and see on the TV. Okay, so to give you a little perspective on Binisaya, an important characteristic of the Cebuano language is its flexibility. But before you can make creative sentences, you need to know how to put together words and insert affixes into words to create wide variety of sentences and phrases. The most important thing to remember is to follow the rules in forming phrases and knowing the exact meaning of each word. Like any other language out there, there will always be exemptions to these rules, and knowing which words are exempted from specific rules is also very important to avoid confusion and misunderstanding. In a Binisaya utterance, the most essential words are nouns, pronouns, particles, verbs, adjectives, and adverb of time. Nouns in Binisaya, just like in English, consist of proper nouns and common nouns. Proper nouns are specific names of a person, events, objects, and places. Common nouns are names that categorize certain people, things, events, and places. A book is an example of a common noun, while Harry Potter is an example of a proper noun. Just like common nouns in Binisaya, adjectives can be gendered and sometimes very specific to certain situations. Pronouns in Binisaya is very complex compared to English. Inclusivity and exclusivity of pronouns are one of the struggles of English speakers. On the other hand, because pronouns in Binisaya are genderless, contextual understanding of who is being referred to is an absolute necessity in understanding pronouns. Pronouns in Binisaya have different categories, which will be discussed further in the next chapters. Just be ready to be mind-blown because learning Filipino pronouns is one of the most difficult parts of the language. Particles are grammatical words. This means that the words themselves have no meaning on their own and require to be paired with a lexical word. When you say lexical words, this means words with meaning and can stand on their own. The function of having particles is to specify the meaning or function of a phrase. Knowing the Japanese language will come in handy in learning Binisaya particles to help you cope better in understanding how these particles work. But if you don't know Japanese, that's not a problem. Just remember to not equate particles with prepositions because they are very different, and this is the biggest mistake that some English speakers make. Verbs in Binisaya focus more on how the action is performed and where the action is directed into. Understanding how the action is performed and where it is applied will make a huge difference in understanding why many verbs in Binisaya are exempted from certain inflections and sentence patterns. The most commonly inflicted words in Binisaya are nouns, verbs, and adjectives. Remember that in most Filipino languages, verbs can be turned into nouns and adjectives, while common nouns can be turned into verbs and adjectives. Adjectives as well can be inflicted to become a verb or a noun. You can be very creative in transforming words into different grammatical categories without deviating from the rules on inflection in Binisaya. This makes the language fun and very exciting. And that is it for our episode for today. Thank you very much for tuning in our podcast. Make sure to hit that subscribe button to get the latest updates of our podcast. Salamat sa pagpaminaw, ug kita tapuhon. Hamping pirmi. Bye-bye! Thank you.